Today, it is time for us to get into week zero of the 2025 college football season.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in, Winning Cures Everything. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. Hopefully, you are having a wonderful, wonderful week wherever you might be. It is week zero of the 2025 college football season, and I'm excited. Yeah, I know there's only a few games. Four FBS versus FBS games. We do have some FCS games. We have one FBS versus FCS game. It's enough for me. I'm good with that. I don't need anything crazy. I wish they had done the schedule a little bit differently. But I get why they did what they did. We'll say that. So let me go ahead and tell you, hit the like button. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed. And that would also be on the podcast as well. If you're on YouTube, subscribe to the pod. If you're on the pod, subscribe on YouTube. You guys know how this stuff works. Very, very easy to find. But yes, follow me at GaryWCE, all that good stuff. Let's go on and get to the games. All right, we're going to start off here. First game of the day. It's a good one. Farmageddon is going to be over in Ireland. Obviously, we don't have a lot of stats to work on right now, but we are going to go with some preseason ratings. Got some priors built in, but also looking at roster talent, et cetera. But let's first look at the numbers. Line open Kansas State, a 3.5-point favorite. It is now at 3 at most of the books. FanDuel has it 3.5. Everywhere else has it 3. You can get a minus 120. If you want to bet Iowa State plus 3, you can get an even 100 at ESPN bet. Most everywhere is minus 110. Consensus is minus 110. But it's minus 3, minus 110, total of 49.5. And the money line right now, we are sitting at, let's see, consensus is minus 152 in favor of Kansas State. Now, let's get that off of our screen and let's take a look. My numbers would have Kansas State by 3.8 with a money line of minus 193. And look, the roster talent certainly shouts Kansas State. The power rating shouts Kansas State. The adjusted returning production shouts Kansas State. The Wildcats were not super explosive last year. Number 103 in explosive margin, but number 11 in PBA margin. Their issue last year was turning the football over. With Iowa State, what are we going to get as far as replacing those stud wide receivers that they had? Do you trust Rocco Becht more than you do Avery Johnson? Probably at this point. But when it comes to defense, etc., I think Kansas State is significantly better on the lines of scrimmage. Now, I will tell you, Iowa State has won 4 of the last 5 in this series. And the only game that Kansas State won, they won 10-9 by a single point. So not ideal. Iowa State certainly has the history here. But this one is across the pond. It's in Ireland. It's a big game. My number says Kansas State by almost 4. The, you know, projected win percentage here, Kansas State wins almost 66% of the time based on the current numbers. I went ahead and bet K-State minus 3. I like K-State minus 3. I think they're going to win this game by more. I think that they are, as far as adjusted returning production, Iowa State coming in at number 39, Kansas State at number 17. I feel okay about that. It's not ideal. It's not great. But, you know, looking at Matt Wells as the offensive coordinator for Kansas State, I think he's going to be able to do some fun things with Avery Johnson here. I think the running game is going to be pretty good going up against Iowa State's front 7. I'm a fan of Kansas State here, so I will roll with the Wildcats in this one. I kind of expect this to be, you know, a touchdown game, something along those lines. But I think this is the year that Kansas State kind of gets the monkey off their back. All right, next up, 5:30 p.m. Central Time on Fox, we've got the Kansas Jayhawks hosting the Fresno State Bulldogs. And this one, the spread has been a little bit crazy. You can see on the screen here, best you can get with Fresno was plus 13.5. Best you can get with Kansas is minus 12.5. Looking at the money line, we're looking at Kansas minus anywhere from minus 650 down to minus 455. Okay, interesting, to say the least. The minus 650 is pretty wild. That's pretty wild. My number on this, total is 50.5, by the way. I don't mess with totals this early in the season unless they are just way off what the market should be. And that's based on pace and everything else, right? We'll get into pace of play and everything else once we get into week 2 of the season. But regardless, so let's look at the current situation, what we've got on our screen here. I've got Kansas favored by 14.4, and the money line should be minus 481. So that minus 650 is outlandish. My number is almost dead on with Caesars, although the spread is a little wary. Fresno new head coach Matt Entz, he's in year 1. He was the head coach at North Dakota State, linebackers coach at USC last season. And they have EJ Warner, who went from Temple to Rice, now over to Fresno State. He is Kurt Warner's son. Wasn't great last season. Did some okay things. I think he'll certainly fit better in Josh Davis's offense at Fresno. There's not a lot of returning production here. Number 108 in returning production, or adjusted returning production. They're expecting average offensive rank of number 96. The talent alone is the biggest reason why Kansas is favored by almost 2 touchdowns, and the fact that I have them by more than 2 touchdowns. Number 38 in 247 roster talent compared to Fresno, number 84. Power rating is big here. Adjusted returning production. Kansas did lose quite a bit on offense for sure. Their defense certainly takes a step back. Number 86 in adjusted returning production on defense for Kansas. Number 91 for Fresno, though. And the fact that there is such a big talent discrepancy, that's a huge problem. Kansas should be able to kind of do whatever they want to. They've got a new offensive coordinator this year. Leipold got away from the Jeff Grimes situation. We're going to see what this one looks like. You know, Matt Lubick, Jim Zabrowski. Okay, let's see if you can run Leipold's system. We're going to try and get back to as close to Andy Kotelnicki as we could get. Okay, like I can see it. DK McDonald, I don't know much about him. I am curious. Fresno is always an issue, but Kansas in this situation, first game at the new stadium at home, everybody's going to be amped up. This thing should be 2 touchdowns. It should not be 12.5 I'm going to side with Kansas on this. I'll stick to my guns with this. I've got it over two touchdowns. That's about 2 points of line value on this for me. Early season, I do like stuff like that. That's the direction I'm going to go here. I feel pretty good about the Jayhawks.
We're proudly supported by Go Sleeves, the best kinesiology technology on the market. Go Sleeves' patented compression sleeves, socks, and more increase blood flow and lymphatic flow to help your body recover, manage pain, and maintain peak performance. Right now, you can save 15% by going to GoSleeves.com/WCE or by using the promo code WCE on their site. Go Sleeves. It's go time.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
All right, if you haven't already, remember, subscribe, go ahead and like the video, leave a nice 5-star review on whatever your favorite podcast app is. I would certainly appreciate that. And of course, don't forget to check out bettingcfb.com. That's where you get my stats on the season, all that kind of stuff. It's $5 a month, $50 for the year. I'm not doing the BetUS TV college football show. I'm doing it right here, independent, doing my own thing. I'm going to have fun with it. Hopefully you guys will join. 6 p.m. Central Time, Western Kentucky is hosting Sam Houston on CBS Sports Network. That's what we're looking at. So let's go on and show you what the numbers say on this. And right now, Western Kentucky is a 10-point favorite basically across the board other than at FanDuel, where it is 10.5 right now. There was some love in the market for Sam Houston early. Phil Longo is the new head coach there. Of course, their old coach, Casey Keeler, is gone to Temple. And their defensive coordinator is now the DC at North Texas, where he took a lot of his defense. The number, like I said, Western Kentucky favored by about 10. Your money line here is anywhere from 365 up to 450, depending on the book. You can find a 400, you can find a 375, et cetera, et cetera. So let's get that off of our screen, and let's take a look at what my numbers say. I've got Western Kentucky by about 6, and my money line on this is minus 210. So I've got Western Kentucky with a 60, almost 68% chance to win the game. I think it probably should be higher than that. These early lines rarely give us exactly what we need. As far as the betting numbers are concerned, I don't know that there is a ton of value on Sam Houston. They do have their quarterback returning, but there's not much else. When I tell you that their DC left and took a bunch of guys with him to North Texas, if you look down here, let's see, do I have the, there we go. All right, got my my mouse on the screen here. Number 133 in adjusted returning production on defense for Sam Houston. That's, I mean, there's only 136 teams in FBS. That's wild. Offensive adjusted returning production, number 67. So Phil Longo has got some experience in that room. Western Kentucky does this basically every single year. Let's see, what do we have? Rick Bowie, and I'm going to look this up right now. Rick Bowie came from another school, Abilene Christian. Yes, Abilene Christian, and he brought some players with him. So, whole new revamped offense, which is what Tyson Helton has done a lot of his time there. He had Zach Kittley, lost him, had Ben Arbuckle, lost him. I mean, it just goes on and on. They continue to lose people. He had Clayton White as his defense coordinator once upon a time. Clayton White is now at South Carolina. He just keeps losing assistant coaches and always does a really good job of replacing them. I think he's probably going to do the exact same thing here. Again, this is a trend you will notice with me. If you look at the roster talent, this is the average rank of the players on the roster, what their number is out of 136 teams. Sam Houston, number 119. Western Kentucky is number 83. It is a massive difference. Western Kentucky is at home. These two teams played pretty similarly last year, number 82 and number 81 in PPA margin, number 103 and number 96 in success margin, and number 18 and number 25 in explosive margin. Fairly similar. I do think that Western Kentucky is better because I just don't know what to expect from Sam Houston. However, Sam Houston won 10 ball games last year. I know their coach is gone, et cetera, but this could be one of those where something happens. Do I think Western Kentucky covers the 10? Maybe not. Like I said, a lot of love for Sam Houston earlier in the week. I'm going to take Sam Houston to cover this number. We'll take the 10.5 that's over at FanDuel right now. Yeah, FanDuel. I think Sam Houston keeps this within 10. I wouldn't guarantee that. But that's the direction that I'm going to go, at least for purposes of the show. And finally, our last game of the weekend, at least FBS versus FBS-wise. If you want to watch Idaho State and UNLV, you can obviously do that. I probably will. I'll have it on the screen somewhere. But for week zero, we're closing out on CBS. And this one is let's flip that thing around. This one is 6:30 p.m. Central Time on CBS, and it's from the island. Hawaii is hosting Stanford. This one opens Stanford favored by 1.5. Frank Reich, yes, former NFL coach, is going to be the year one head coach, the interim coach, if you will, because Troy Taylor was fired at some point. Who knows exactly when it was, but he was fired like in the spring, and it's not an ideal time to try and hire a new head football coach. So Frank Reich is going to come in for one season, and Timmy Chang, of course, over on the other sideline is there. But Stanford was favored by 1.5 at open, and now Hawaii is favored by 2.5, and they will not go to the 3 because there are a lot of people that want to take Stanford on the 3. Moneyline here sits at anywhere from minus 125 to minus 135 in favor of the Warriors. Let's show you what I got. I found this interesting. Stanford, I have by 5 points, 5.1, and the money line, I have Stanford minus 140, which is really close to a 58% projected winning percentage. Okay. That's interesting, if for no other reason than everybody is down on Stanford. They lost a bunch of guys in the portal during the, like, after spring. You know, they changed out coaches, However, at least per CFB Winning Edge, they are still number 12 in defensive adjusted returning production. on defense. On offense, number 79 in adjusted returning production, that is still better than what Hawaii brings back on offense. Roster talent, Stanford, number 44, Hawaii, number 120. Yes. Yes, Hawaii is difficult to beat at home. UCLA played like garbage last year and still beat them. I don't think that year four of Timmy Chang is going to be that much different because there is not a lot of talent here. Number 44 against number 120 is mind-blowing to me. And do I think that Stanford is really number 44 in roster talent? No. However, I do think that they've got more talent than Hawaii. So this is, you know, Stanford was bad last year. Yes, they've been bad for several years. Do I expect them to all of a sudden get good? No. Do I think they can be good enough to beat Hawaii? Yes. I think people overthink this. Everybody wants to pull for the underdog, especially Hawaii on CBS. It's a national game. You know, people love Timmy Chang and what he did when he played there. I'm not seeing it. Yeah, they got some receivers back. Yes, their quarterback is back. I get all of this. But I think Stanford is just the overall better team. I think people are overthinking this. Give me the Cardinal plus the 2.5 here. And I like them on the money line. So money line, ESPN bets got plus 115. But I'll take the 2.5. It's basically minus 110 consensus. I will take Stanford. I'll take Stanford. Absolutely. I think they're going to win the ballgame. That's what I think. All right. Shorter show than usual. Next week, of course, we get into week one, and there's going to be a bajillion games for us to discuss. And I cannot wait. Cannot wait for it. It's going to be a good time. Hopefully, you're going to be right here with us. We're going to do this every single week, every single week of the 2025 college football season. It's going to be a good time. Don't forget bettingcfb.com. Don't forget to like the video. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube and on the podcast. Going to have several more audio-only podcasts this week. Might try and come up with something. I told you that I was going to give you my favorite podcasts, my favorite college football podcasts. So we'll go through some of those this week as well. Should be a good time, but not going to spend long on it, but I'm just going to tell you what I listen to during the season, and that way you can get an idea. It'll be a good time. Absolutely a good time. All right, with that said, let's go and get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, @GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.